in the limelight.
Marine Le Pen's far-right party has suffered a serious electoral blow when it failed to win a regional election in its stronghold in southern France. The Rassemblement National has pinned its last chances on taking the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region after emerging victorious from last week's first-round vote, although by a small margin. The article you're about to hear has been written by the Guardian journalist Kim Wilshire. The piece is titled Le Pen's far-right party suffers blow in French regional elections. Marine Le Pen's far-right party has suffered a serious electoral blow when it failed to win a regional election in its stronghold in southern France. The Rassemblement National has pinned its last chances on taking the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region after emerging victorious from last week's first-round vote, albeit by a small margin. However, an alliance of rival parties formed a Republican front against the Rassemblement National, RN, including the withdrawal of the Socialist Party and left-wing alliance candidate, and that prevented the far-right from taking the region. Sunday's result was a final bitter disappointment for the Rassemblement National, RN, which had been predicted to do well in at least five regions in the first-round vote last Sunday, 20th of June. In the end, the Rassemblement National came first only in the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region, and then only by a narrow margin. Exit polls suggested that the Les Républicains candidate in PACA, Renaud Muselier, had polled a convincing 56.6% of votes against the Rassemblement National, RN's Thierry Mariani's 43.4%. Afterwards, Marine Le Pen said local democracy was suffering a profound crisis and criticised the unnatural alliances made between political rivals to confound a Rassemblement National, RN victory and prevent us from showing that we can win a region. In a brief but defiant post-election speech, Marine Le Pen added that the abstention rate showed a discontentment among electors that was a major signal for all political class and society in France. While many saw these elections as a warm-up for next year's presidential election, neither of the supposed 2022 leadership front-runners, Emmanuel Macron or Marine Le Pen, have been left with much to celebrate. Abstention was again a major factor in the local election. Despite appeals by politicians and the French Prime Minister Jean Castex for voters to turn out, almost two-thirds of French electors shunned the polling stations in regional elections on Sunday, 27th of June. For the first round, on Sunday, 20th of June, there was a record 66.74% abstention. This time, just under 66% of voters failed to turn out. Political analysts said the lack of interest in the regional elections is because France has become focused on the presidential election next year and the legislative elections that follow shortly afterwards. Philippe Ballard, who stood for the Rassemblement National, RN, in the Île-de-France region, insisted the far-right party was increasing its popularity in the country, and this would be played out in next year's leadership race. Stanislaw Guérini, MP for Emmanuel Macron's governing La République En Marche, the LREM, admitted the results were also a disappointment for the governing party that failed to win a single region. Stanislaw Guérini said, "We have work to do." He rejoiced that, in fact, the Rassemblement National, RN, had not gained any region either. Xavier Bertrand, a former minister when Nicolas Sarkozy was president, who was re-elected in the Hauts-de-France with 52.8% of the vote, saw his hopes of representing the mainstream right in next year's presidential election boosted. This is the first election since France's electoral map was redrawn in 2016, when the country's 22 regions were reduced to 13. The main winners appeared to be mainstream left Parti Socialiste and left-wing Allies, and the centre-right Les Républicains. Both parties have been absent from the French political landscape since Emmanuel Macron's centrist La République En Marche election success in 2017. The first round of regional elections on Sunday, 20th of June, resulted in a drubbing for Emmanuel Macron's ruling party and disappointment for Marine Le Pen's far-right party, and a record low turnout with two-thirds of the voters effectively shunning the polls. For some observers, the outcome of the 20th of June first round raised doubts over whether the 2022 presidential election would come down to a duel between the president, Emmanuel Macron, and Marine Le Pen, in a runoff long seen as the most likely scenario. The first round results were a boost for the traditional right-wing Les Républicains as well as the Socialist Party, who have been squeezed after the centrist Macron surged into power in 2017 with his new La République En Marche party.